This week on Crime World.
There was a Republican police from 1920. I mean, the IRA was effectively trying to run an underground government. And actually, there was a crime wave. 1919, 1920, there's a wave of bank robberies, post office robberies, robberies of individuals, robberies of pubs in Dublin and in rural areas as well. So the IRA tried to actually clamp down on that. They, on occasion, solving bank robberies and giving the money back to the banks. Now,
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you can listen to my podcast, Crime World, wherever you get your podcasts.
On this week's Big Tech Show, how will the latest developments in artificial intelligence affect your life? Will you get new powerful personal assistants? Are you in danger of something terrible happening? We explain what's going on.
Just a couple of weeks ago, Anthropic, which is OpenAI competitor, their startup lab, actually founded by former OpenAI employees, they actually eclipsed GPT-4 only just a couple of weeks ago with their latest model, and the internet went crazy. This is just better than GPT-4 at everything. So OpenAI had to respond to that.
The Big Tech Show, available on all podcast platforms.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Today on the Indo Daily, is it good night for this morning? The Phil and Holly saga. For over 30 years, This Morning has been the one and only morning television show in Britain that's been entertaining people in their millions.
Tattooing is now massive in America. She's got three little stars that he stenciled on her foot at the beginning of the programme. How does it feel, Verena?
Like an annoying little prick.
Oh. Yes. No way to talk about a guest, is it?
Is that good? You see, you don't mind dunking a bit of beef, do you?
<laughs> 2009 saw Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby take up residency on the famous sofa, and it's been 14 years of TV gold since.
Do you know, if it had, like, ham in it, it's closer.
No.
It's closer to a British carbonara. But you know what I mean?
If my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike. It doesn't make any sense what you said. It's a different recipe. It's got nothing to do with the macaroni cheese, you know?
But the once perfect relationship between TV's royal couple is now said to be strained, with the duo barely speaking off camera. And people have noticed. In fact, 170,000 have tuned out.
I think there should have been a special award for Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby for best actors. They may or may not be together on the telly. The public surely suss that there's no chemistry, that it's a broken fit between the two of them.
I'm Kevin Doyle, and joining me today on the Indo Daily is Dee Malumbi, independent.ie audience editor and pop culture expert, to ask just how did Phil and Holly go from award-winning best mates to lawyer-wielding work colleagues? And more importantly, will the show go on? Dee, Phil and Holly, they're TV royalty. They're like that couple on the couch that come into your home every morning and you assume that their life is perfect. What is going on?
Oh, so many things have gone wrong. I think that, like, one of the things we have to address first and foremost is what happened with Philip Schofield's brother.
Timothy Schofield, the younger brother of Philip Schofield, was found guilty on 11 counts of sexually abusing a boy from when he was under 16. Jurors also heard that in September 2021, the 54-year-old civilian police worker from Bath told his brother, Philip, that he and the complainant had watched pornography. Now, the ITV star has insisted that his brother did not, on that or any other occasion, confess to any criminal behaviour, and that he was told the individual in question had reached the age of consent and that it involved no physical contact.
But apparently he didn't tell any of this to his co-host Holly Willoughby. He didn't tell any of this to ITV. It all basically came out in a statement to the press. Following this, there have been a number of rumours of late that the relationship between the two This Morning co-hosts have been strained, that they barely speak off camera. It's just been a lot of little things building up, which I'm looking forward to digging into. But recently, Philip Schofield released a statement which acknowledged that the last few weeks haven't been easy. But he did also say, you know, me and Holly were still very good friends. She's an incredible support and all of that. But again, he released this statement to the press without actually informing Holly Willoughby about it. And she is apparently very upset by this. She's been blindsided. And I think what we're seeing here is basically the breakdown of communication. And as anyone who is in a relationship with anyone knows, communication is the absolute foundation to any relationship. And I think that that is a major factor in why we are seeing this friendship kind of starting to break down, really.
Now, co-hosts come and go. That's the nature of television. One person gets a job somewhere else, moves on, whatever. No big deal. It happens all the time. Yeah. With exceptions, maybe like Richard and Judy, who are actually married. But Phil and Holly, not married. So why is it such a big deal that they're having a row in opposed to anybody else?
It's kind of hard to put your finger on it exactly, but I think that part of the image of Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby, which people have really liked, is that it is such a genuine friendship and that there isn't anything romantic to do with it whatsoever. As well, I think the fact that they're kind of goofy on set, you know, they make a number of mistakes, they get very giddy when it comes to like sexual innuendos.
I drove a DeLorean today because the guy said, if you've got to let the clutch out very, very slowly, otherwise it would jump forward.
And I'm very glad I had to get out the side of the camera that you couldn't see because it wasn't the most elegant of dismounts, let me tell you.
We very nearly saw a flux capacitor.
There's something very accessible about them and very everyman about them, which people really like to see on the screen.
Basically, what you're saying is that people believed it. They believed that they're friends, and because they live their lives in the British tabloids to some extent, we see that they go on holidays together. They do meet up outside work and socialise together. So it isn't just a TV relationship as such. There is something behind that. What has happened then in the last few days in terms of all sides getting lawyers involved, PR people involved, and them sitting on the couch together and body language experts pouring over everything?
Oh, people are absolutely pouring over everything. Like the most recent time that we saw them on the This Morning show was this past Wednesday. And definitely the public response on social media has been that this relationship is not the genuine friendship that we used to see, that there's something very fake about it, that there's tension and that it's very obvious. One insider told the Daily Mail that there were guests on the show who felt awkward, that tensions were obvious, that once the cameras stopped rolling, they couldn't keep up the facade. So it's very interesting, I think, what's going on in this particular case study, because I think that we've seen a lot of like celebrity friendship feuds over the years, you know, with the likes of Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, a more recent example between Will Smith and Chris Rock. But what's happening with Philip and Holly's relationship in particular, it's really all about the PR. And I think that the battle that we're seeing is almost for the public and how we look in the public eye, as opposed to a fight to actually keep this friendship and this relationship intact. So some of the more recent moves that we've seen in relation to this relationship is that Philip has been starting to consult lawyers over the supposed feud. The Daily Mail has reported that he's also hired Gordon Smart, who's a former Sun showbiz columnist and occasional Good Morning Britain host, to manage this crisis, and so that he'll kind of gain this favorable press coverage, because I think Philip in particular, let's be honest, is the one who really needs it here. And Holly has also had her PR team with her. So there is this undeniable division that's happening. And like I said, I just think it's so fascinating that the real battle that we're dealing with here is how do we get out of this unscathed? How do we keep looking good in the public eye as opposed to actually getting through this relationship and this friendship and repairing it? I don't think that's really their concern anymore.
It's not the first time, of course. Like every friendship has ups and downs. So there have been rumours going back years of fallings out, and they never fell out indefinitely. Back to 2018, and there was speculation even at one point that when Holly Willoughby filled in for Ant on I'm a Celebrity, that Phil wasn't too happy about the direction her star was rising.
There's actually more
to
prepare Holly for What to Expect in the Jungle. At the end of the show, Holly will be completing her own live Bush Tucker trial.
Yeah, why are we doing this? Because you do all understand how the show works. Like, I just go and watch other people do. Essentially, it's like me watching it at home on the telly. I don't have to do any of this.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that? You've got to have a go. You've got to know what it feels like.
No, I don't.
Schofield was said to be jealous of Holly's I'm a Celebrity stunt. She actually won a BAFTA for her presenting skills here, and allegedly he didn't even want her win to be mentioned on This Morning, which I think speaks miles. He was also said to be very petty about a photo spread that came out in the Sunday Times magazine around this time that basically saw the two kind of doing their chummy pose together, but in the picture there was this cartoon crown that was added to Holly's head, and the strap line read, "Queen Holly, how Holly Willoughby eclipsed Philip Schofield and became Britain's hottest TV star." Now, according to sources, Philip was very annoyed about this. Holly was absolutely mortified and felt terrible. But I think that, even at that time, it was kind of a sign of things to come.
That is the risk, isn't it? When you're a double act, mm-hmm. that one of you becomes more liked or more popular or a bigger name.
And I mean, it will typically be the younger person. I mean, we've seen this in All About Eve. We've seen this all the time over the years.
You mentioned before Q-gate. So that's them falling out. But they have a huge following and they hold a huge audience on, mm-hmm. on breakfast television. But Q-gate was probably one of the first points where the public started to raise an eyebrow and look at Phil and Holly, as you mentioned. Explain what Q-gate was.
Yeah, so for anybody who doesn't know, this was basically a total mess. And I think it might very possibly be the beginning of the end for them. So just to remind everyone, Philip and Holly were seen skipping the queue to visit Queen Elizabeth II's body lying in state after she passed away. Now, they subsequently attested that they were among the many journalists that were given this special access for broadcast purposes.
Like hundreds of accredited broadcasters and journalists, we were given official permission to access the hall. The rules were that we would be quickly escorted around the edges to a platform at the back. In contrast, those paying respects walked along a carpeted area beside the coffin and were given time to pause. None of the broadcasters and journalists there took anyone's place in the queue, and no one filed past the Queen.
And Philip actually made a point of saying that he would not be apologising for it for that very reason, which is kind of like, why don't you say sorry for the sake of being sorry? But anyway, people had queued for up to 24 hours to visit the late monarch. The likes of David Beckham, Tilda Swinton, James Blunt and other celebrities all joined the queue in order to pay their respects. So I think that when this footage emerged
Of course, there's a great irony of people saying David Beckham only queued because he could say he was in the queue and he was down to earth. So you can't win if you're a celebrity, maybe, in that scenario.
That's just it. You absolutely can't win. But I think that what happened was Holly and Philip are so well known for being these relatable everyman figures. And when people saw this, there was that privilege and it really kind of damaged their reputation in the eyes of the public. There was even a petition with something like over 75,000 signatures to remove them as hosts of This Morning. So you do feel kind of bad for them because I'm sure it wasn't their idea. I'm sure there was a producer behind it all, kind of pulling the strings and everything. But to this day, whenever you see negative publicity about Holly and Philip on social media, people will still bring up Q-gate. So it really left a bad taste in everybody's mouths.
Now, Philip Schofield is an interesting character. Mm-hmm. They both, I suppose, their career paths are similar in some ways. You know, they start out small and then they became big stars in their own right. But he, in particular, has had plenty of public spats in the past, much more so than Holly has.
Yeah, and he's had like public spats with his co-hosts, which I think is kind of a bit like disturbing to see because they're the people who you're meant to have this kind of perfect relationship, you know, with. I suppose one of the examples that might be worth bringing up here is Fern Britton. So just to give a bit of context for people who don't know, Philip Schofield actually hosted This Morning with Fern from 2002 to 2009. So it was in 2009 that Holly joined. So there was talk of clashes over the years. And Philip actually made a point of writing in his 2020 memoir about Britain and said that she had accused him of meddling with the daytime show's content. She eventually went on to quit the show, and there were rumours that she was paying something like $250,000 less than Philip. And then in 2018, This Morning, we're celebrating their 30th anniversary, and Fern made a point of going on to Twitter and talking about the the fact that she wasn't invited to the show's BAFTA ceremony. She wrote, "Congrats on the BAFTA. That was absolutely wonderful and brilliant. I would have loved to have been there, but I didn't get an invitation." Philip Schofield then pointed out that she was on stage in Scotland at the time of the event, but she said, "I wasn't on Monday night. I really feel I should have been invited." And Philip basically went to write on Twitter that she obviously had memory loss and she would have been welcome to attend.
And doing it in public, I guess, is the real issue.
Yeah.
There's also a row that he had with Ruth Langford, who's the wife of Eamon Holmes. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so back in December 2019, it was reported that Ruth Langford had made an official complaint about Phil. Now, it is unclear as to what exactly happened with Ruth's complaint or what was the very nature of it. But it is very interesting that very soon after it emerged that she had issued this official complaint, Phil came out as gay. And he did so on This Morning episode that was presented by Ruth and Eamon. They were shown to be hugging him, holding his hand. So I think you can't really deny the fact that there was definitely some PR going on there.
I guess there'll be people watching this that think, why now? Why is this the moment?
So I got to the stage where I thought, we sit here every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm over there, mm-hmm. and some amazingly brave, incredible person is sitting here.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to their story and thinking, oh my God, you're so brave. Oh my God, you're so brave. And I'm thinking, I have to be that person.
Yeah.
I have to be that person.
Just for people who aren't familiar with Phil's background, that story of him coming out as gay was quite a big deal. He was a married man.
Oh, it was absolutely huge at the time. Yeah. And Holly as well was very, talking very much about showing her support of him. It was kind of, there was something almost surreal about seeing them on the couch together as he was kind of coming out, because it was almost like they were the husband and wife. So there was something very kind of strange about all of that and surreal. And I mean, you can't deny, you know, his bravery in coming out and everything. But it is worth noting as well that in February 2022, Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford were replaced on the Friday episode of This Morning. Alison Hammond and Dermot O'Leary came in, and Eamon Holmes seemed to be kind of taking his rage all out on Philip Schofield. He described him as passive aggressive. He said that Philip was responsible for snubbing people. And then when he was talking about Phil's rumored rift with his wife, Holmes did say, "It's up to Ruth to say how she felt, but I was feeling hurt for her." So it's just disappointing about what happened there as well. But time and again, we are seeing Philip having these clashes with his co-hosts. And I think that doesn't speak very well to his character, if I'm honest.
Eamon Holmes has had a few words to say in the last few days about all of this as well.
"I think there should have been a special award for Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby for best actors. They may or may not be together on the telly today, but he's brought in lawyers, she's brought in PR team. The public surely sus that there's no chemistry, that it's a broken fit between the two of them."
And I think that some of the words that he's used have been very interesting. He said that the pair have no chemistry and that they're a broken fit. And I think that broken is a particularly biting adjective in this case. But yeah, he made absolutely, he held absolutely nothing back when he was talking about them on his GB News show.
There was also one of the regular guests on the show, the pleasure professor, as she is known, Louise Vandervelt. She was also out in the last couple of days with very unkind comments about Philip Schofield. It does feel to me that this is turning into a bit like the whole Wagatha Christie episode. There's Team Holly and there's Team Phil. Mm-hmm. And most people seem to be on Team Holly. Everybody is suggesting that Phil is the bad guy here.
With Phil, I mean, I believe he's like the monster of daytime TV, to be honest. He's rude. He's like, people should be sit still, speak when you're spoken to. Just a very, almost aggressive attitude.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to remember that most of these, you know, reports that are coming out from the likes of like the Daily Mail and the Sun, it's like a source told, an insider says. So it's always very difficult to know how seriously to take the rumours, but when you're seeing people time and again talking about having a really negative experience working opposite someone, I think that has to speak to some kind of truth. And as much as Philip and Holly are fighting here, and people say, you know, it takes two to tango when it comes to any kind of conflict that's made, you know, public or that's in private, there hasn't really been anyone coming out speaking about negative experiences with relation to working with Holly. So I think that that speaks miles.
In terms of where this goes next, they have to get through the next few weeks, and then this more they take a summer break is the normal direction of travel. And I believe their contracts are up for renegotiation in September.
There's been a lot of talk that it's very unlikely that Philip Schofield's going to return in September. And actually, another another name, producer Martin Frizzell, who apparently was kind of orchestrating the whole Q-gate thing, who thought it was a great idea, but that was a terrible misstep. He could also be forced out. The word is that they're pretty happy with Holly Willoughby as a host, and that they would be interested in keeping her. Some reports even say that Holly might be pushing bosses for a new deal to front the show without him. But elsewhere, the word is that Holly's kind of done with the show. She's a bit sick of it. That may perhaps her, you know, experience with Philip has just left a bad taste, and she might be just going off on her own. Personally, I do think that it's Philip's time to check out of the game. I think that he's had a very long and illustrious career in TV and presenting, and that he's kind of done a really good job on it. But I think with all of this bad press coming out, there's just too much kind of bad blood, and I think it's time to pass the baton. I think Holly could definitely go on without him. I think she could be really terrific. At the same time, it is hard to imagine that they won't bring someone else on this morning to present with her. They do tend to have them work in pairs. People like watching that dynamic. And I don't know, it's just so hard to imagine Holly without Philip. That's still, I still can't get that image, I suppose, out of my head.
But the ratings, Dee, are down in the last few hours. I was surprised to see that the ratings were down, because I assumed with all this drama and all this publicity and you're on the front of all the tabs, that actually someone like me is far more likely, who never watches This Morning, is far more likely to tune in to try and see that dynamic. And yet the viewership is down. So that must be worrying for TV bosses.
Yeah, the viewership is down. And also the social media comments have been very negative. And I mean, the
Are
producers.
They ever anything else, though,
yeah, that's true. But the producers have been, they do take those kind of things seriously. And when your viewership figures are down, it is time for a radical change. I think that it'll be interesting to see what Holly decides next, because I think that she could almost go off as a solo TV host elsewhere. I think that she is very amicable, likable and sweet. Whereas with Philip, he's being associated with being difficult to work with being petty, with seeming uncomfortable, with seeming kind of a bit like forceful and stuff. So I just don't see his run on This Morning continuing.
And obviously, we're having a big debate here about the future of The Late Late Show. And Ryan Tuberty is gone, and it's assumed the show must go on. The show is bigger than the presenter. Holly and Phil have been on This Morning since 2009. It existed before them.
Yeah.
But if the two of them were to be gone from the show, do you think the show will go on, or will there be a total rebrand and a total retink? Are they the show is my question at this point.
I don't think that this is the end of This Morning. I think it's probably the end of Holly and Philip as co-hosts, if I'm honest. But I think that they will try to breathe life back into This Morning. I mean, they have the likes of Alison Hammond and other presenters who have proven, you know, very popular, even though Holly and Philip in terms of popularity are so on another level. I still think that they have enough kind of ingredients there to keep the show going, at least for a while. But at the end of the day with Holly and Philip, I think that, you know, people will be talking about this for years, because at the end of the day, it is really hard to see a friendship fall apart. It's hard to imagine, though, that we'll get another pair who are as fun as Philip and Holly. But I, for one, am excited to see them try, and I'm looking forward to seeing a fresh, new, young blood there at the same time.
Dee Malumbi, thank you very much. My thanks to Dee Malumbi, Independent.ie audience editor and pop culture expert. I'm Kevin Doyle, and today's episode was produced by Garrett Mulhall, research by Anna Vegler-Schick, with sound by Niall McMonagall. Archive clips were from ITV, GB News, BAFTA, This Morning and Independent.ie. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to like, follow and leave us a review.